Following is a one-minute introduction, which will be followed by the treatment. To find out about the founding of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, which was founded in 1988 by William and Helen Wright, please navigate to the menu, which is in the top left corner of every page, and select About, which is near the bottom of the menu. If you would like to contact us in a private, secure manner, please send a message which is obtained from clicking on the Contact button, which is next to the About selection at the bottom area of the menu. This is the end of the introduction. The extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute follows. The topic of this prayer treatment is "The Lord shall reign forever." The first chapter of Genesis begins with the words, "In the beginning." Mary Baker Eddy translates that to mean "in the only." And the next words say, "God created." And that is translated by Mary Baker Eddy to mean "the revelation." Based on time being a limitation and that God is infinite, we can disregard anything that relates to time. Therefore, it's very logical to see that the real words could be interpreted as "in the only God revealed." God is the only action as described under the word "good" in the glossary, where it says good is God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresent, and omniaction. So there is no action from any other source. Therefore, nothing else could have created anything. And if there is no time, it always has been. And we are only receiving the revelation as our understanding gains the progress needed to be up to the level where we accept and then understand the entire existence is all from God, not any other source. It's always been in existence, and we are only seeing the part that we're ready to accept. Jesus said he had much more to say, but the people were not ready for it. Mary Baker Eddy hid the system of divine metaphysics within the pages of Science and Health because she said we were not ready for it. The world, even the Christian Scientists, were not ready for it. And she said it would take another 50 years before it would even be discovered. And it would be discovered when the Christian Scientists and others were ready for the new dimension. Mary Baker Eddy wrote in the very beginning that there is only one mind, and it is God. But it took many years before anyone really acknowledged what that meant. And it was Bicknell Young who realized, if there's only one mind, that means that is my mind. And I do not have a mind separate from God. In other words, there is no brain mind or mortal mind, but only the one infinite immortal mind. There are four levels of consciousness, and Mary Baker Eddy describes those on page 115 and 116, and she begins with the highest level, which is immortal mind. And then she gives three lower levels, all of which are under the title of mortal mind. And the lowest is depravity. That is where we are immersed in all forms of the lowest level of animal magnetism, such as sin, disease, and death. Genesis chapter 1 is divided into 7 days. The first day provides light, because we cannot understand anything unless we are enlightened. To be enlightened, there's a clue at the beginning of each of the 7 days that says, let us do this and that and whatever. And starting with verse 26, it talks about man, and it says, let man. We have to open the door of our individual consciousness and let there be a pathway for truth to flow in. The first introductory quote to the textbook says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. To know the truth, we have to understand it. We have to analyze it. We have to exercise what we're learning. Then we will be able to live it, because we have determined its value. The title indicates, when it says the Lord shall reign forever, that God is always in control. God is supreme. In fact, the definition on page 465 states that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So those four adjectives apply to each and every one of the seven synonymous terms. The Lord shall reign forever refers to the qualities of God, which were just recited. So the adjectives of incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. They apply to each of the seven synonymous terms of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And we can benefit by the real meaning by living those qualities every moment of our life. We must be self-disciplined. One of the chapters in Science and Health ends on page 442. And the last thing it states is to be a law unto yourself. Self-control, self-discipline. In the manual, there's an item called Rule for Motives and Acts that outlines the discipline that we should have every moment of the day. God is the supreme commander all the time. But we can only benefit from that if we are in alignment with God's qualities. Mary Baker Eddy did most of the work. She was the explorer. She was the one that was hewing the great oak and clearing the jungle. And she was attacked all the while. That's why she developed the prayer sequence of praying for herself every hour to make sure that she was not harboring any ill thoughts in her consciousness about anyone or anything. It would be very natural to do that, and one would feel justified in doing it, but that doesn't enable advancement on the spiritual level. It advances one deeper and deeper into the morass of mortal mind, the lowest level, depravity. It's an individual choice whether we want to be on the path of infinite progression, working toward concrete being, or whether we don't. On the website, we have a link, and the title to the button is Heal Everything. The step-by-step process is enumerated under that button entitled Heal Everything, but no one can do it for us. We have to be intimately involved. As a matter of fact, everything depends on our own self-discipline, on whether we want to have the benefit of the fact that everything is already done, but we cannot benefit from it unless we participate with every thought, speech, and action. Our part is simple. We just have to do it. Now, obviously, we are going to discover a wider and wider sphere of understanding as we study. If we practice what we are learning. That's the only way to remember anything, is to do it, to live it. In the third quote at the beginning of Science and Health, it states, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. That is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." And that is from Mary Baker G. Eddy. She later dropped the G, representing Glover, feeling that her name was too long. It appears the message she was giving was that she had learned how to align herself with the qualities of God, and therefore she was receiving the blessing that that alignment provides. She was able to adjust her thought, just like Jesus did when he saw someone that was in need. He didn't accept someone that had a problem. He only accepted the truth about man. And because that individual was in the consciousness of Jesus, the healing came about. If we develop the understanding that there is no time, as did Frederick L. Rawson, and he tells us exactly how he did it, then we too can experience healing instantaneously. There's no magic to it. It is scientific law. Mary Baker Eddy gives us a very big important statement at the bottom of page 146, where she says, "Divine metaphysics has now been reduced to a system." And on page 330, she says, "If we understand the 32 planks and live them with both the letter and the spirit, then we will be able to demonstrate the system of divine metaphysics," which means we will benefit automatically, that when we are in line with truth, then everything in our life becomes normalized with the perfection of truth. In chapter 18 of Science and Health, which is entitled Fruitage, individuals were basically looking for a healing of one item. But they found that other problems that they had were healed without even giving it a thought. Because when we advance spiritually, everything receives a benefit. And everyone that we have in our thought, everyone that is open to improving their spiritual understanding, They see these messages in the universe of thought. And they receive the benefit therefrom. Frederick L. Rosen states that we shouldn't even need to do anything physically because everything is mental. And if we need something done, we should be able to do it mentally. When our thought is clear enough on this, then it will happen. When we pray, we should broaden the scope so that we include everyone and everything in it. Mary Baker Eddy specifically prayed 3 times a day for the benefit of everyone and everything. We can include it whenever we pray, in every prayer. Will we let the Lord reign within our individual consciousness? Or are we going to let something else govern? It's our individual decision, and what we do about it can make a world of difference. About 200 years ago, Edmund Burke stated these words of wisdom: evil triumphs when good men do nothing. Is that the way to be successful in transforming yourself from wherever the level is to a higher level? Only you can make the difference for you. There is another MP3 which is entitled Important Quotations to Assist to Keep on Track of Truth. It's a companion to this prayer treatment, which is entitled The Lord Shall Reign Forever. It is 25/06/29 at 06/24. The end.